I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter. This is episode 28. Don't bite the hand. Welcome back, everyone. Only Jen is here with me. Thank God Cody's not here. he figured out which of the Carolinas he was going to. He said South.
Yeah.
But obviously you have to go through north, so both Carolinas technically is correct. I'm painting my stairs and my foot is covered in paint right now. I was telling Jen I accidentally painted, because you have to paint every other stair or else, because it has to dry for 72 hours before you're supposed to do like full traffic on it, because it's like porch and patio paint that you're supposed to use for stairs. So I did every other one last weekend and then the other ones were bare, so this weekend I just did the other ones. But I accidentally painted three stairs in a row. So it's like, how am I supposed to get up there? I still had to get up there to get stuff and they weren't dry yet. So I could get up, like I could go up three stairs worth without touching paint, but I couldn't get back down.
Oh my God.
And it's at the top of the stairs, so I couldn't even just jump down to the bottom. So that's a thing that happened.
Yep. I have a white footprint.
Yep. I should fix that. Probably not. I think there's socks down here I can take when I leave instead of having to go up there. Hopefully. This episode, let's see, do you have any things to say, Jen?
Anything.
Your mom is gone.
My mom is gone. She's on the train. Back to New York.
Jen brought Starbucks this time.
Yay.
So I still have it. I haven't had Starbucks at all. So I don't know if I did on Friday. I might have. I didn't have any yesterday.
You didn't Friday after lunch, or you guys didn't go?
We went. I think I had some.
Yesterday,
I didn't have a headache or anything, so there must not be that much coffee espresso in this.
Yeah, there's three shots.
That doesn't seem like too much.
Don't
you usually get a headache if you drink a lot of caffeine and then you randomly don't have it anymore?
Yeah,
I didn't have that yesterday.
Like caffeine withdrawal.
But the night before, because I had not been getting enough sleep, instead I was just drinking a lot of caffeine. I was like just staring.
I was
awake, but I was just staring when we went to AJ's parents' house.
Because
his brother
is
in town.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, I was just staring straight ahead.
Oh my God. Well, I'm happy you realized it and like That's actually good. Got some sleep this weekend.
Yeah, I got 12 hours of sleep the last two nights.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's my preferred amount.
I'm so jealous.
When I told Jen that before, she was like, without taking anything.
I'm like, how do you sleep for 12 hours without Ambien or something? Melatonin dripping or something? I could never.
So here's a little Aesop's fable we're going to read. I'm going to read. You're going to all listen to, including Jen. It's called The Gardener and His Dog. And this is about what our episode's about. As opposed to last time when everyone pretended they didn't know what it was about, even though I said it a couple times. And it was a terrible conversation. The Gardener and His Dog. A gardener's dog frisking about the brink of a well in the garden. This must be like some British translation. Happened to fall in. The gardener very readily ran to his assistance, but as he was trying to help him out, the dog bit him by the hand. The man, annoyed at what he considered such ungrateful behavior towards one whose only aim was to save his life, came away and left the dog to drown.
That's horrible.
I didn't read the Reddit. I'll read the Reddit too. But this episode is called Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You.
Or else they'll kill you.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
I don't think help desk people can kill you.
Kill
try
your,
to get you fired.
Kill your computer.
Do stuff on your computer that looks like you're revealing trade secrets and then you get fired.
You can make the person go crazy by like moving their mouse on them.
It's like if you, so I also wrote down, it's like if you're at a restaurant and you ask for too many substitutions or you send your food back multiple times,
you know
they're
going to
spit in your food, if not something worse.
I was out to dinner and someone's like, I was like, I don't want to ask it. I don't like it, whatever. And they're like, oh, they don't look like the type of person that'll spit in your food. It's like, you obviously have to think that they may.
They may.
They may.
AJ's texting me.
Hi, AJ.
He'll never hear that because he doesn't listen. Yeah. At some point, you will forget your password and need to reset. Your computer will shit the bed and you'll need a new one fast. You'll delete a shared folder or move it somewhere by mistake and will have to pull it from a backup. So the worst thing that you can do is be rude to your help desk people, even if you think your time is more valuable than other people's time.
I feel like it's like, just don't be a dick. That's usually the easiest way. Yeah. Don't be an ass. There you go.
Here's our story. Where is it? Nope, that's not it.
I love that intro.
This was written by Cloak and Poke.
Oh my God.
8 hours ago. It's medium length. It was a typical Friday. I was working away on internal items as I normally do when I'm not helping a customer. I received a call from a guy who's one of our clients. We'll call him Client.
I changed my password this morning, but can't remember what it was.
All right, let me just get connected to your server here and I'll reset your password.
Sounds good.
Cue me looking up this client's server password and getting into Active Directory, looking for this guy's username. After 30 seconds...
How long is this going to take?
Shouldn't be long. I'm just resetting the password now. Cue me trying to reset it, but getting an error saying the password I'm setting does not meet the password standards. Now I have to look up the group policy on the password so I can reset it correctly. After another 30 seconds...
Are you going to be able to do this today?
Yes, it looks like your password complexity is set to at least 12 characters and...
So did you reset it?
Just one moment. Cue me setting this convoluted password with all the complexity requirements met and giving it to him over the phone.
You can't make this password any easier to remember.
If you enter the password in once, it'll prompt you to enter your...
I don't want to use this password. Can you change it?
It's only a temporary password. Please type it in once and you'll be prompted to enter your own. Cue him entering the password while I watch. It prompts him and he enters his own. Starts logging him into his desktop. Looks like you're all set. I'll go ahead and get disconnected.
Can you send that password in an email?
You mean the temporary password?
No, the password I just entered.
I can't see that password, but if you have one in mind, I can set it manually if you give it to me now. Cue me resetting his password again and unchecking the change password on next logon box. I also set the password to never expire because he seemed like someone who could benefit from doing that. We usually don't allow that. I got disconnected after this was done. And mind you, this interaction took 6 minutes. I looked up his server password on a locker website, connected to his machine and the server, and navigated Active Directory to reset his password twice. 1 hour later, management tells me I received a complaint saying that I was too slow and didn't know what I was doing. Thankfully, management takes this with a grain of salt, but really, dude? I went back and checked his password to expire and set the maximum password age to 30 days instead of 90. It's not much, but whatever. I hate getting negative feedback.
That's amazing. That's why you have to be careful.
Yeah, don't be a dick to somebody who's helping you. Someone you need help from.
And the only reason it took that long is because he kept making him change it. So figure 1 minute to reset. 12 characters is a lot. And then if it's like capital, symbol, no repeating letters or numbers.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't remember what ours is. It's somewhat complex, though.
Yeah.
I think it has to have all those. A capital, or a lowercase, a number, and a symbol. But
which is fine. But that one you have to remember. Because you have to log in every single time. You can't save it.
Yeah. So we at the beginning of the podcast... My watch keeps buzzing.
I know. I hear it.
I set it on Do Not Disturb. We talked about how I'm not the nicest help desk person, but if you need something from help desk and I'm the only one there, like Cody's gone Friday and Monday, there's going to be people that need help from me.
I wasn't there Friday. How did it go?
It was fine. And then, so don't get sassy with the person you need help from, even if I'm sassy to you. Like someone last week told me they had restarted their computer the night before because something, something, something. And I looked and it had been on for 3 days.
Lies.
So I don't know if obviously they are being a liar, but it's like they say restart and then walk away and not see that it was like, there's programs running. I can't restart. And then it just stayed up or.
Well, I also wonder if they just lock their computer and think that's them like restarting it, which is very concerning.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine.
So the main point is don't be rude to people you need help from.
Yeah, never.
At the restaurant or help desk people.
Especially at the restaurant.
So I'm going to think of some way to fuck up your day. It's going to take me a real long time to get to your ticket. It.
Being so kind in the first place and making it so it never expires. Clearly like helping him, but also helping himself so enough to deal. And then he's like, fuck this 30 days. It's amazing.
Do you watch Schitt's Creek? Mm-mm. Oh, it's really funny. Anyway, we were talking about that. Like in the group chat with AJ, his parents, and his brother. They're talking about that right now.
Oh.
You should watch it, everyone. Not brought to you by Schitt's Creek.
What is it on, though?
It's on, I think it's on Netflix, but okay. It's also, like, the real channel it's on is Canadian Broadcasting something. Oh, okay. Because nice. They're all Canadian. The mom from Home Alone is on it.
Really?
Eugene Levy and Daniel Levy created it and writes it, I think.
Oh, that's his funny. Son. It sounds funny. Just funny. With the people.
It's like surprisingly funny.
The concept at all.
At first, like, I don't remember. There must not have been anything else on Netflix. And so we started watching it. It was the first couple episodes. I was like, I don't know if I like this. I was like, well, it's been on for a while. It's like on season 4. So it must get better. And then it did. I'm so tired. I'm ready for a nap. I can't go upstairs.
Sleep on the floor.
I got a new little thing on my mic. As well.
Oh yeah. Now I did.
I took this thing off.
Oh yeah. I like this little Wind Tech pop guard. Not brought to you by
Wind Tech pop guard.
Yours looks like just like a very big microphone.
A very big microphone. Well, it's the like just the foam cover that sits right on it.
Yeah, and now I feel like you talk closer to it now, too.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
It's much better than the Darth Vader thing.
So last week, if you'll remember, Jen said she was going to find all the Yahoo answers.
And I said, wait, did I say it on? Oh, shit.
And I said, if you remember, and then 30 minutes before Jen got here, I said, did you do the Yahoo answers questions? And she said, I forgot.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's even worse that I said yes on tape.
Yeah, nobody uses tape.
So, shut up.
It's not the actual radio. And it's not 1978.
Too bad.
Let's see. Is this the one? Yeah. Whoops. So I have it this week.
So if they're bad this week, it's Mark's fault again.
They're not going to be bad. I try to pick out the real, like, funniest one or the best one, the one that I think is the best for last. So anyway, we're not doing that right now, but that's just a funny thing that Jen did.
I'm sorry.
This week in Help Desk History, July, this is not the one you have to guess the year. And it'll be, because since Corey's not here, it's like.
I win.
You win by default. I'll make a little check mark, a little hash mark on this paper.
Because I'm sure I won't be here once, and he will.
Jen wins by default.
Yay.
2-2 since I've been keeping track.
I would have said 1, so I don't go over, just to let you know.
Oh, it was actually the year 0. Incorrect. The Eagle has landed. This is called July 20th, 1969. It's 2 days ago. Eagle, the Apollo 11 lunar module, successfully lands in the area of the moon known as the Sea of Tranquility, unless you don't believe in that. Upon landing, Neil Armstrong utters the now famous phrase, "The Eagle has landed." About 6 hours later, while setting foot on the moon, he utters the even more famous phrase, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
I didn't know he said the eagle has landed.
Yep.
Did you?
I didn't know where it came from.
Yeah. Stop it.
So you hear weird noises when I touch the
phone. You're pulling a Cody.
But it's just like my face. It's not my weird beard scratched Cody stuff. So here's some of our Yahoo answers. Where are they? User question mark asks, why is there a block user option for a YouTube user?
Clearly you didn't get there yet.
Well, question mark, sometimes people aren't nice on the internet, so you need to block them from interacting with you.
And I thought I was naive.
User question mark, maybe the same, maybe a different one, says, no matter what I do, can all my accounts, such as Instagram with two M's, Facebook, be hacked? No way to avoid being hacked?
I don't think there's a way to avoid it. They're going to get you.
Yeah, they're probably going to get you. You can, like, the way to not be hacked is not have any of those accounts. And then you can't. Because you can't control anything for Facebook or Instagram, their security. So
yeah,
somebody wants to get in, they can get in. It might take a while. Or if your password is password, then it might not take a while.
Password one.
But don't give out your stuff on the internet, everyone. Oh, there was just a story. Some kid, I don't remember his name, Jake something. Anyway, somebody said they were going to give him mods or some nonsense video game stuff for Fortnite. So I don't know if he gave the person his login credentials or he got into his Fortnite account, his PS4 account or whatever. Anyway, and then changed all of his email password and backup, like recovery numbers, and got his access to his mom's credit card. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Bad.
Don't give people your stuff because that's not good. I feel like this little phone thing helps with like noise coming back in from the other side, but we'll see when I'm editing this, if that's true. User Anonymous wants to know, will Facebook ban me if I create an account with Google Incognito and only use it with Incognito?
I feel like this is actually perfect for you. Use Incognito all the time.
I don't think this person knows what Incognito is or does, though.
It doesn't mean that like no one can see it. It's just, it doesn't
save it to your history and stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Facebook can see what happens if you create an account.
That's
it's
so
not an
weird.
Anonymous account, like your anonymous Yahoo Answers account question. Oh, the additional detail says, is it some kind of suspicious activity? Yeah, it is. Why do you want to do that?
That's strange.
User question mark asks, should I be worried?
Yes.
I'm going to drink a coffee because this is a little bit longer.
Uh-oh.
For the past month, a select few of outlets have been on and off in my house. I have a PC along with three monitors and it's connected to one power strip. No other device is connected to the power strip. The outlet that the power strip... Quit saying power strip so many times. Jeez. The outlet that the power strip is connected to is one of the many outlets that go out. I'm not sure if my PC is overloading the electricity since whenever I turn the power strip... Jesus. Whenever I turn on the power strip... Is this post brought to you by Power Strip? The word Power Strip? Whenever I turn on the power strip, the power goes out once more. But even when my computer is off, the power goes out. Should I be worried of potential fire hazards? P.S. I do have a mice problem in my home. Oh my
God. I have a mice problem.
You should get the mice dealt with and handled because it sounds like they're biting through the wires. I don't think there's any. I mean, the potential fire hazards are the mice chewing through the wires in your walls and those exposed wires. It's not your power outlet, your power strip that you wrote 15 times.
But even though, since it's a power strip, if there was a problem, wouldn't it just shut down?
I think it can trip like a breaker can, but it could still fry anything that's attached to it. Whoops. Unless it's a real strong one.
Well, he needs to get it figured out.
I have a power strip on the ground. In here. The end. you should unplug all the stuff when it's not being used if you have mice chewing through the wires in your home.
Yeah.
You probably will have a fire. Hopefully there's an update that says we had a fire.
Wait, do the thing.
What thing?
Fire.
Oh. I'll edit that out. I probably won't edit it out. I don't like to edit things anymore. It takes a long time. Oh, and it's on Do Not Disturb. No, it's not. Oh, it's on my head earbug. This is taking a real long time to get to.
Yeah, you better edit it.
It's not
fire!
Even playing.
Oh. There's a fire.
There we go. Well, let's pretend that happened right away.
Fire! There's a fire!
That's what they would say if the mice.
It's like Cody was here.
Yeah. Oh, you're so funny. Oh, what is this?
Yep, that's what would happen if you're a real old person. And if there was a fire in your house in the 1800s, you would shout out the window.
Fire! There's a fire!
Just like Cody's here.
No.
Oh, wait, that's not the one.
Expert of shirt.
What? I don't know why I said that. Okay, thanks, Cody, for your input.
Thank you.
User Anonymous wants to know, is this stalking? A random person sent me on Instagram, quote, I want you to be happy.
<I'm> sorry.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that stalking? One, no, idiot. Two, just say thank you.
Or don't respond. If it's a person you're not following, I guess, is what you call friends on Instagram, then you don't, like, they can't just, everybody can't just send you messages. They can try, but you have to accept it and let them from now on send you messages, or just, they never can.
Yeah, just either say thank you or delete.
And just ignore it.
Is this stalking?
Doesn't sound like you know what stalking is.
Yeah. Maybe
Anonymous.
That should be a different question. Yeah. What is stalking?
And then you'll know if it's stalking or not. User Anonymous says, I have a YouTube account, but I don't have a channel or anything. It's not true. Yet I have some people subscribed to my account. What can they see?
Well,
you have a channel. You might not have any videos, but
right.
To have an account, you have a channel. Anyway.
And then, yeah, so I don't know why people would follow someone with nothing, but...
I don't either. Additional details. I mean, would them subscribe to my account or my empty channel, what advantages or liberties do they get over others? Can they see all my action and my trail, for example?
I can't.
Your trail?
Your liberties? Oh, can they see your history of, like, what you're looking at?
I don't really know how it works. I know in the past you used to be able to see... liked videos, somebody else's liked videos, but they're not,
yeah.
Like, they can't,
like,
see, unless they're
you
on your
like.
Computer, they can't really see what you've been watching unless you click like on everything.
My history would be really embarrassing.
So would Cody's. I'm just going to keep this out. I still didn't figure out how to get this in directly into the thing.
Yeah.
There you go. This soundboard is going to be Cody's tip of the day, but we're not there yet. Let's see. User Sammy asks, I only have two more. User Sammy asks, when I listen to a YouTube video on my phone, it's very easy and clear to hear the sound. Additional details. But without the headphone space S, it's hard to hear the words clearly. Why is that?
What? I'm so confused. Okay, so with the headphones, you can hear. Without, you can't. You have a hearing problem, sir.
Or your speakers aren't very good on your phone.
Or I'm sure the volume's not up all the way. Like, there's so many simple fixes here.
I don't know anything about Sammy. They don't have an avatar. Member since July 10th of this year.
They
haven't answered anything.
They created this just for that one question. Can we see their other app? Asked.
They've asked 13 questions.
Whoa.
This lady on YouTube from Veracruz, Mexico says estamos afuera with a J instead of afuera with an F. Why does she talk like that? Oh. Sammy asked the same question two times about the headphones. Is it illegal to ask a 25-year-old police officer, is your mom a pinche mojada? I don't know what pinche mojada means.
You should probably look that up before you say it.
Are the police officers who are the children of illegal immigrants, is it okay to call them mojaos, just like their parents?
What?
I don't know Spanish well enough. This is not a question. I believe the children of illegal immigrants should be banned from joining the law enforcement, such as police.
Yeah, this guy's a dick. The mojadas is a bad word.
What is it?
I'm not even saying it. It's like, it's about like border stuff.
Oh.
So fuck you, Sammy.
Yeah. Can you go to jail for overdraft and bank account? I can't afford to pay it now. I'm unemployed.
Good. I'm happy you're unemployed, you piece of shit.
And the rest of these questions are about illegal immigrants.
Yeah, clearly. Sammy is also known as...
Asshole Sammy. Anyway. Thanks, Sammy.
Yeah, thanks, Sammy, for bringing it down.
My final Yahoo answer question is, in the category first aid. Why do doctors listen to your heart and back?
Is that it? Or they wrote more? Oh my God. Listen to your heart and they listen to your back. Your back talks. That's a thing.
Your back makes a lot of sounds and that's how you know if you're healthy or not.
Oh my gosh. What an idiot. That's amazing though. You can hear your heart in your back as well. You can hear your heart like everywhere.
But they're probably like listening to your lungs.
Thank you. Dummy.
There we go. So here's Cody's tip of the week. Cody's tip of the week.
Fire! There's a fire! Big Jim's like, I love him. Oh, what is this? Expert. Yeah. Oh, he's so funny. No.
Okay, thanks, Cody. It's about as good as your usual tip of the weeks are.
No. Do that one again.
No. Oh, you're so funny.
He stopped saying that in real life.
You know what? He's brought back hard, though, to be fair.
Oh, I haven't
It's
heard him
made a really. Vengeance. Oh, my gosh. I've heard it a lot recently. To be fair.
Let's see if there's a real tip of the day from this website I used to look at. No, these are all, it's too much to read through at this time. Here's our bonus this week in tech history. Jen can figure out the year. I didn't make you do the year on the last one, right?
No, you said it was 1969.
I don't think I said that. Anyway, for first photograph of a star, July 17th of this year, the first photograph of a star was taken at the Harvard Observatory. The star photographed was Vega in the Lyra constellation, the second brightest star in the Northern Hemisphere. What year was the first photograph of a star taken?
Price is the Right one.
Okay, so you get it no matter what, but what would be your guess if you had to guess the actual year?
You said it was at Harvard? I'm so bad with dates. I want to say, like, I don't know when Harvard was open.
But the first photograph, when were people photographing first?
Like in the 50s?
What 50s?
19?
No. But if you had said a century earlier, 1850 would be correct.
That's what I meant. My brain just said 19 for some reason. 1850 for real?
Yeah, 1850.
Oh, wow.
July 17th, 1850. So 5 days ago from this day.
I was like 100 years off, but like spot on.
Spot on from when you said one. This is going to be a short one.
We'll talk some more. Gosh.
What do you want to say?
Nothing.
What did you do with your mom when she was in town before we get to the shout outs at the end?
We went to Westside. Oh, I think yeah. I said that.
Probably. But not the gay town because you guys are not, you
You're
don't
so
like gays.
Stupid. You are beyond. Yeah, it was fun. I've never been that side of the state. It was cool. It's cool. It's only like 3 hours away because it's not much. It's not north. It's like really just west. It was fun. We ended up. So in our hotel, we were having breakfast and we met like a husband and wife and had like an hour long conversation with them.
It was talked to strangers.
Yes, we did. Gross. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. What did they have to say? Their life story?
Yeah, they did actually tell us their whole life story. They Sounds work like at like Ball State University or college or something.
Where's that?
Indiana.
Oh, I don't know if you would know.
Yeah, I listened to them. And then I Googled it later because I was like, were they like real people? Yeah. But yeah, it was super fun. Would totally go back.
Dude.
Huh. So that's cool.
Did you go to the beach?
We did go to the beach. We went to, and I'm going to fuck it up, but it's Jean Clock Park.
That like, sounds made up.
I swear. But it's weird. Like the Jean Clock and then to put park on it is like.
Jean Clock Van Damme Park.
So it was so cool. I loved it. The sand was super hot. And like
it's really. Like actual beaches, not like in Detroit.
Right.
Just there's like, no beach. Just, yeah. Here's the water and here's the grass right next to it.
Yeah, it was really cool. I got some rocks.
You brought rocks back from the beach?
I did.
Weirdo.
Is that strange?
Yeah. You're supposed to do seashells. Isn't that what you do normally?
They don't have seashells.
Because it's not the sea.
Exactly. They don't have seashells. They don't have like brought crab. Little rocks back.
That's weird.
Well, like I wanted them, whatever.
It's not the ocean. So that makes sense. But
some of them were cool. I got burned just right here. Huh. Oh, yeah. I'm pointing to my hairline. You're pointing,
but no one knows where that is because it's audio medium only.
So I put suntan lotion on, but then I think I redid my hair in the water and like pulled my hair back more. So the hairline was exposed and then it was just
put the webcam
weird.
Up somewhere and record someday.
Nah, it's not that important right now.
It's a lot of extra work.
So it looked like I dyed my hair red and it got on my skin.
Like Anne with an E is the new show it's called.
Are you on season 2?
Yeah.
Is it really good?
I like it. AJ doesn't like season 2 as much as season 1.
Okay.
But I knew the story from before. Like it's books.
Right.
And they made, it must have been in the 90s, they made the first series. Did you ever watch Reign? R-E-I-G-N?
Oh, yeah.
The queen on that is the original Anne of Green Gables in the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's weird.
Fun fact.
Fun facts. Fun facts with Jen.
I finished Call the Midwife.
Thank God.
We are caught up. Season 7 finished. I guess we can talk about that where...
Are they making more?
Yes. Where I purchased an Apple TV and that did not come with an HDMI cable. And I could not have been more pissed. It's expensive to not come with the cable I need is really, really rude.
Like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, like what the heck? So Cody actually found one at the office for me. Because all the ones I wanted to buy in stores were like $15. He's like, no, you can get them on Amazon. I was like, well, I need it now because I got to watch my show.
You could have bought one for $15. It's fine. I know. No, why did you say
that? And then season 7 cost like $18.
Oh, you bought it on iTunes. That's why.
I had to. It's the only place you could watch it.
Until it comes to the streaming stuff.
I know. Like it's probably year. Next week. Yeah. And then I'll be so pissed.
I did that with Pretty Little Liars. AJ made fun of me because I wanted to watch the rest of it. I don't want to wait.
So you purchased it on what?
It must have been Amazon or something.
Oh, that's so funny.
It might have been iTunes. It was a long time ago, though. I don't think I ever finished the series.
I did, but on Netflix I did.
Because no, like didn't. The end of it is when they're like fast forward 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was real dumb.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. They're all A. Any other
fun facts coming at you? So I had a 3-day week. Still sucked. So time isn't a real thing.
Only 3 days?
Last week was my 3-day week. Yeah. Huh. I was out Monday, Friday.
Oh. That's like Cody out Friday, Monday.
It still felt like a 6-day week. It was rough. Yeah, so that happened.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Great time.
I was there all 5 days.
I know.
I did not work any days this weekend, though.
Oh, good
for
job.
The first time in a month.
So just 70 hours this week.
Yeah. We can just do our location shout outs.
I'm excited to hear.
Oh, I have a headache and I can feel the caffeine. Okay. How many downloads did we have last week? It went down. People did not download as many times. But we did have... Oh, it says Toronto, but it's Kitchener, Ontario. Only one.
Kitchener?
Wyoming, Michigan. I used to live near there. One download. Anyway, the ones that I actually wrote down... Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, we had a download. Grand Cache, Alberta, Canada, we had a download. Good job. One person for one download in each of those locations. Tokyo, Japan, coming in strong with 3 downloads.
Whoa.
I don't know where the hell Middleton, Wisconsin is, but 3 downloads in Middleton.
Middleton, Wisconsin?
Maybe it's the middle of Wisconsin. Let's see. Because it shows a map. Nope, it's at the bottom.
Wait, that shows...
It's west of Milwaukee.
The Good Witch, I think it's Middleton, but it's not.
I don't know what that is.
It's a funny show.
Mm-hmm. So now my watch was on Do Not Disturb, but my phone was not.
Oh,
I
my
to
gosh.
Hear.
Fire! There's a fire!
Okay. What else? No, there's more places.
Yeah, I want to hear more. Any of these people can like tell us that they want us to come visit, and I'll go visit.
El Monte, California, 14 downloads, and Whoa. Our largest audience was 28 downloads in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What?
I don't know anyone in Philadelphia.
I know one person.
Do they download 28 episodes? Because that's all that we have out.
Doubt it.
How many episodes do we have out? Well, this is 28, but we have those like extra bonus ones, the weird ones.
Yeah, I only know one person, but I'm pretty sure they didn't
download all the episodes. How's your coffee, Jen? Mm. Jen gets, what do you get? White
delicious.
Mocha?
White chocolate mocha.
So sugar.
Sugar.
Tasty.
It's my breakfast.
Oh.
Whatever. What is yours? There's sugar in yours.
Not that much.
Ooh, did you hear that crack?
Mm-mm.
That's good.
I did not. Someone asks another Yahoo Answer question. It was really short. Butch wants to know, how do I join City Mail?
City Mail?
I don't even know what that is.
I'll Google it. Google.
Okay, Google.
Whoa.
Just kidding, Google.
Just kidding. What is City Mail?
The person that I'm hanging out with after this just texted me. Awkward. Hopefully I can get to where socks are. I think there's some down here because I didn't take the laundry upstairs. This is all stuff that people want to hear on the podcast, so.
Well, the last one I was listening to, I'm like, oh, that's an inside joke. Oh, that's an inside joke. Oh, that's an inside joke.
What one was it?
Last week's.
Ours?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think we told any inside jokes. What were they?
It was like, wait, what did this guy ask about City Mail?
No. He said, how do I join City Mail? Lots of silence.
I'm sorry, but it's weird. So I typed in, what is City Mail? And then I got all these Yahoo answers for it. And then the next thing I got was Flirt Hookup, Flirt Local, Scambook.com. It's like a service. I don't know.
Flirtlocal.com is a scam. Our review explains why.
Yeah.
Must be a dating service then.
Well, I'm really fucking happy I didn't know what it was. Let me tell you.
It's weird.
Yeah, creepy.
Well, they have a Facebook page with a bunch of ugly people on the cover, so that's good.
Joining.
Oh. I don't know who this other person is. People randomly trying to add my work account because you can't see anything else on Facebook. The other one's hidden. Mm. Or people think, oh, the Earplug Podcast Network messaged us, or mentioned us on Facebook.
Recently?
No, last month. 1 month ago yesterday.
Good times.
Real good.
What you got this week?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Anything exciting?
I'm going to Detroit. We wanted to see Hereditary, but that movie's not playing anywhere, so that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm going to quit my job. That's not true.
And mark that for edit.
I'm not marking it. Shout out to Emma.
Shout out to Emma.
She listened to the part where you guys made fun of her because of her recycle poster.
I did not make fun of her. I thought we were making fun of a different person who was asking about recycling. I swear to God, Emma, it was not making fun of you. I will in person, I will tell you who I was talking about. Just ask me.
I was making fun of it.
I was not, I swear. I love that Emma listens.
Yeah, other people. I don't know who else listens.
No one says.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, one person does. I was going to mouth it like Jen did, but then you can still hear it. Oh, wait. Do you know sign language letters?
Yeah.
Oh. At the front.
Oh, really? Nice.
I don't know if I would know it if somebody else did sign language letters to me because I only know how to do them myself.
Well, it's also funny.
And my pinky's so little.
I wasn't watching your hands. I was looking at the paint on your hands.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Okay, well, this is somewhat shorter, but we still made it to 40 minutes.
You're welcome, people.
That's what happens when there's only two of us. It's what happens when it's just me and Cody, too. And when Jen doesn't do the Yahoo answers. Oh my God.
I will do them next week.
I see no sign of it.
I promise.
They better be funny.
I hope so. Because today they were just great.
Yeah. You got to put the funniest one last. That's what I do.
Okay.
The funniest one that doesn't make any sense.
That was funny, though.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Help Desk Nightmares. If you like the podcast and you've listened to any other podcast, you know what I'm about to ask you to do. Like and review us on iTunes. It does help other people find the podcast. Follow us on Instagram @HelpDeskNightmares. Or for show notes and links, visit HelpDeskNightmares.com.